Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Wheat Farm.
It's amazing how sometimes the season comes full circle and it almost repeats itself. But that's the case on Thanksgiving Day, where the Packers could be thankful for another chance, trying to avoid a turkey of a performance in Detroit.
After three games, the Packers were trying to find themselves at 1-2. But they beat the Lions, the start of a four-game winning streak. Now the Packers are 5-5-1, and again trying to find their way as they prepare for a matchup against Detroit. The Packers dodged a bullet last time around when Megatron wide receiver Calvin Johnson sat out at Lambeau Field. Knowing that, the Packers defense came up with one of their finest performances of the year in a 22-9 victory. Matthew Stafford could only muster 6.6 yards per pass attempt compared to Aaron Rodgers throwing for better than 9 yards per attempt. The Lions managed to sack Rodgers only once, with Ndamukong Suh making virtually no impact. Meanwhile, the Packers got after Stafford with 5 sacks and still had time to limit Reggie Bush with 44 yards rushing on 13 carries.
The Packers' defense couldn't get off the field in the fourth quarter against the Bears and Eagles and fought back from a 23-7 deficit against the Vikings, only to watch Toby Gerhardt, of all people, gash them in overtime for the game-tying field goal. Yet with the Lions and Bears stumbling down the stretch, it's all there for the Packers. They just need to reach up and take it. For Packers Extra, I'm Lance Allen.